In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So first, let me begin by saying all of the gospel, all of the good news is about Jesus. And the way that we are able to see the face and find God through Jesus Christ. And today's story is also a great deal about Peter. Poor Peter. He is such an interesting, flawed, totally human, relatable person. All throughout the gospel stories, we hear a lot about Peter, about how he was one of Jesus' closest friends, confidants, disciples, how he sometimes gets things right, like he was quick to say who he believed that Jesus was when Jesus asked who they believed that he was. "You are the Messiah, the Son of God," Peter shouts out. And then 2 seconds later, he's sent to the back of the class for questioning Jesus about what he heard when Jesus said what was going to happen to him as the Messiah. Peter often spoke without thinking. He sometimes didn't understand what Jesus was trying to tell them. He didn't really get it as he followed, stumbling along. And probably his biggest blunder, he denied knowing Jesus on the night of his crucifixion. Peter turned his back on his best friend, his teacher, his Lord. He denied him not once, not twice, but 3 times. He denied even knowing who Jesus was. He let Jesus face the darkest moments of his life alone and abandoned. I can't even imagine how Peter felt when the reality of this hit him. Scripture doesn't tell us about how Peter felt after that happened, or what he did that night as Jesus was led away into the darkness of the prison. We hear not Peter's name of those listed at the cross when Jesus was crucified. We assume he was in the locked room, although he isn't mentioned by name, right? Only Thomas, doubting Thomas, as we heard about last week